So real quick, I would like to tell you sorry because I knew I was gonna say that it was coming out tomorrow, but it's 2 days late because Anchor got like shut down or something, so then I couldn't publish it. So yeah, it's gonna just come out today. So yeah, let's get right into the episode. Welcome to the 13th episode of the Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, and today I said we were going to do something special, which we are. So, yeah, let's get right into the episode, but real quick, let me tell you about Anchor. So, we're ranking all of the star powers. Which one's better? So, where we left off on the part one was at the Epics. If you haven't seen the part one, make sure you go check it out. So yeah, that's gonna be that, and let's get into BB. So BB, I have both of these. I would actually say that the speed one and the shield one are tied, but if I had to choose one, I would go with the shield one. So yeah. Now on to Nani. So, in most modes, I would say that Nani's autofocus is better, but if you know that sometimes you might like be in trouble when like somebody might come on you when you're playing, somebody might like try to attack you while you're using your super, then make sure you use the shield one. So now on to Pam. So for Pam on like open maps, I would say that her like Mama's Kiss is better, but then on closed maps, Mama's Hug is definitely better. So now on to Sprout. So for Sprout, on maps that don't have bushes, uses like one that gets bigger, but that means that it's gonna have to have like almost no bushes or no bushes at all, because that one's a lot better than the other one since it got nerfed. So yeah. So the next one is going to be Tara. So Tara, I would prefer the healing one. It just provides more value because the attacking one usually dies. So, for Jean, I would say the healing one in all 3v3 modes, but in Showdown, the other one is better because you probably know why. You can't get any use of it. And then I think that's all the mythics, is it? Oh, Mr. P? Mr. P, I would prefer the, like, on long range maps, the handle with care. But on like closed maps, I would say revolving door. Kind of like Pam's. Wait a minute. Did we get all the mythics? I mean epics. Oh wait, Frank, Sponge is better. Piper, Snappy Sniping is better. I mean, not snappy sniping. Snappy sniping on like bushes on maps with no grass, but on maps with grass, ambush is definitely gonna be better. So I think we got them all. Tell me, like, send me the voice message if I didn't get them, if I didn't get all of them, or join my Discord server. Well, actually, yeah, join my Discord server and then you could just DM me about it. But yeah, so now we're on to the legendaries. So for the first legendary, we have Leon. So Leon's best one is going to be Invisihil. No doubt about it. It's just gonna be Invisihil. Next one is Crow. This one's a pretty underrated star power. It's not gonna be Canyon Crow or whatever that one's called. It's going to be, what's it called? I forget which one it's called. It's the one that like has the other brawler deal, like, less damage? Let me actually, yeah, they do 20% less damage while they're poisoned, which is, like, really good. So this is a very underrated one, but it's definitely the better. So now on to Spike. So Spike, on maps where you don't think you could hit your shots as much, or like there's walls that you might need to hit it around a little bit better, then you gotta go with Curveball. But if not, don't go with Curveball. Go with Fertilizer, because that could really come in clutch sometimes. And now on to Amber. So Amber's star power is, I'm pretty sure she only has one right now, so it's just going to be that one. I'll just go over what it does, if I could. Yeah, it's just going to be that one. I kind of forget what it is. You guys could search it up, but it only has one, so you're not going to be able to do anything with that. Or do a, like, which one is better. So, now we're on to Sandy. So Sandy Root Sands is gonna be the better star power. And now on to the Chromatics. So Furlough, she only has one star power. So yeah, that's gonna be that. But Gale, his best star power is gonna be the one where the opponents freeze for a little bit once he shoots them. That one is like really, really good. I know people think it's great, but it might even be underrated. That's how good it is. So now we are on to Surge. So Surge's star powers is going to be Serve Ice Cold is going to be better. The other one before was like by far better, but now since of the nerf, it's not going to be. So yeah, that's just that. So Colette is going to be the Push It star power is going to be better. So, yeah, thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed, and make sure to leave a voice message, and I'll see you next time. Bye!